Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life. And to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Okay, everyone, good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? It's Blog Talk Radio. We're live. Apparently, there's a problem with the chat room tonight. And the introduction.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender.
Let's cut that off. Okay, there we go. If it turns back on, I don't know what's going on. The chat room's not loading properly. Technical difficulties. Again, this is Blog Talk Radio. And it's really starting to become a little disgusting, you know. I can't even get the intros properly playing. Either it's not a computer problem on my end. I know I've already gotten two emails saying people cannot log into the chat room for some reason. So, and I have no chat room on my screen, so if people are in the chat room, just talk amongst yourself, say whatever the hell you want to say between each other. I can't see it. It's been loading now for the last 20 minutes, and I don't know why. I do see the callers on the screen, though. I do have about 10 callers on the line, so this is one of the problems. This is what Blog Talk Radio does, because they're too busy pumping you with ads. You click on the link for Blog Talk Radio, and all you get is these ads popping up on your screen before you know, they're shoving all this stuff down everyone's throat, and really nobody wants to see it. It's just like when I watch videos on YouTube, they always got to play a stupid commercial, you know, or an ad right before I'm watching a video. Look, I don't want to watch that garbage. And most people don't, you know, and they say, well, that's advertising, that's marketing. Well, you know, there's a place for advertisement and there's a place for marketing, and it's not here. I mean, it really isn't. It's not here. Many people don't like it. They don't like that nonsense. Now, you see, my chat room is finally loading now. I got four people in the chat room, so it's not fully loaded yet, but it's loading. But the callers at least are on the line, and I'm glad they can hear the broadcast, and I'm sure the people on their smartphones can. I wanted to play a little more of an introduction. I wanted to play the new one I downloaded. However, it's just not, I don't know if it's going to work or not. And I doubt it very seriously. But yeah, there's something wrong with the studio tonight. It's just not, things just aren't loading properly. And I don't understand why. And I had a lot to talk about too tonight. So I just want to make sure, I just want to try it one more time here to see if it'll go through. And we'll see if it does. No, it's just loading. There's nothing there. Hopefully it doesn't start.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, we must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, English only, please, and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, their Creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution. Not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the Congressional Switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired, but when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We will run a full contest. We have an explosion.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
Okay, there we go. Finally, things are working a little bit better. I think they do these things on purpose. But who knows? I don't know. Nothing works right because all this technology, you know, it's supposed to make our lives better and quicker and easier, and we're supposed to be more healthier. But instead, we're sicker, slower, dumber, and none of us are getting along, and everyone's killing each other more and more and more. So obviously, the technology doesn't work. It only works for people who are lazy and don't want to do anything to contribute to help out their fellow man. That's the only thing it benefits, because it does not really make our lives easier. I just explained to you. Nobody can deny the fact that we are slower, dumber, lazier, more violent, more uneducated than we were 100 years ago when we had zero technology, when we thought the automobile was the first automobile that went 10 miles an hour was the greatest thing in the world, and you had to start it with a crank, okay? So we haven't gotten any better. Where doctors back then had the same amount of medicine to treat the symptoms of a common cold that they even have today. Okay, maybe back then they even had more benefits and knowledge to treat the common cold than what they have today. But many people will argue, especially those corrupt, liberal-minded people with zero morals, and they, you know, when they're proven wrong, they jump the gun and start yelling and calling you names and change the subject, or they'll throw you, ask them a question, they'll ask you a question back because they cannot answer the question with any type of truth because they're beaten. They're beaten just by the question itself, because liberals today are destroying this country. And I'm not saying I'm a Republican or a conservative either, because they all work together, they all eat together, and they all play the same game. So it doesn't really matter. Liberal, Democrat, whatever the hell you are, however way you vote. Okay? The phone number tonight is going to be 657-383-0616. You press 1 and you'll be connected to me. Or you could just listen in. Okay? 657-383-0616. And you could just listen in if you want. And you can always remain anonymous. There's no need for you to reveal your name or your telephone number. No one needs to know. No one has to know. And this isn't Fox News. We're not scripted. This isn't CNN. We're not putting a show on. I'm not paying some lawyer to come in here or some actor. I'm not paying him $1,000 to come here on 11 o'clock news or 6 o'clock blog talk radio to tell you some puppet story to make you believe a certain way. This is all our opinions, and we try to keep the facts, you know, up front as much as possible and honest facts up front as much as possible. But everyone's entitled to their opinions, and we can learn from each other's opinions. But, you know, I was asked tonight to speak about, the school system and the educational system. And, of course, the person, that individual that asked me, is nowhere near on my phone lines tonight, because that's what people do. I'll be there at 6 o'clock, and there they are. Where are you? Oh, my grandmother died for the fifth time. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, my car broke down. Oh, I got a flat tire. You know, there's always excuses, so... You know, I don't think I need to go into that anymore. I've talked about that plenty of times in the past. People say they're going to do something and they don't do it. You know, all they want is money, 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 and what makes them happy. And they want to plan a vacation. That's all they care about. Nobody wants to work and nobody wants to help each other. But anyway, we're going to talk about a problem that I've run into. Several problems, actually. One is the fact that we all know I do not believe in vaccinations. And I believe that vaccinations are a detriment to our society, and I do not believe that the FDA or any type of multi-trillion-dollar corporation has the best interest and their hearts for us, okay? I do not believe that. Common sense would tell you that they are not interested in helping the common man or woman out there or child today. So I do not believe vaccinations work or should be forced upon anyone, okay, by coercion or by law. In California, we now know it's a law. You must be vaccinated, okay? In all the other states, as far as I know, at least the state I'm living in, North Carolina, you are not forced to be vaccinated. There is no law. You are allowed to have a religious conviction or belief to say, hey, I do not believe in this, and I do not wish to be vaccinated, or have my child vaccinated, and you are allowed not to be, and still allowed to partake in activities just as like everyone else. However, people who are not vaccinated are frowned upon by a majority of society, and they are discriminated against. But yet we complain about discriminating against Adam and Steve, who want to get married, okay? That's wrong. You know, or the Muslims who want to open a mosque down the street that's wrong. They have a right to believe, but we don't have a right to believe that we don't want to be shot up with poison, okay? When there is documented evidence that many of these vaccinations have been recalled, they have hurt people, they have paralyzed people, even killed people, okay? Some people have been vaccinated and went on through life without any problems at all, some. Most, though, do have some sort of side effect or problems later on in life due to their vaccinations. Now, we've gone into this debate a couple other times, and many people feel that, hey, you know, you're putting my family and my child in jeopardy when you don't have your child vaccinated. Well, let me tell you something. My six-year-old son has never been sick in his entire life, okay? His entire 6 years of life. Until I sent him to a public school with children filled with vaccinations, children that were vaccinated, a school filled with children that were vaccinated. Once I did that, he's come home sick more times than none. I believe the other day he was supposedly sick at lunch because, you see, on Wednesdays, he has to eat in the cafeteria on that day. And every time he eats in that cafeteria, he gets sick. Because you want to know why? What are they putting in the food in that cafeteria? I can only imagine. Will I get any answers from the school? Of course not. Okay? I received a letter stating that he's been absent six times. He has six unlawful. This is the letter they say. I wish I had the letter here so I could read it. He has six unlawful absences. And when he reaches the number 10 of absences without a DERS note or a viable excuse that meets their guidelines and policies, we will have to have a truancy hearing. And the district attorney will be notified. Yeah, okay. All right, you try that. You go ahead and try that. And when he has 20 absences or more, he is then retained. What do they mean by retained? Held back? What are they going to do? March in there with the guns and take custody of my child? So this is the problem I'm running into, and I'm looking into this. So if anyone has any ideas or suggestions on how I can combat this, and I believe this is retaliation for the letter that I wrote in the school year notifying them of my personal belief and conviction not to have my child vaccinated. And I wish I had a sample letter so I could read it to everybody. I might have it here. And that's what they require, a statement from you signed. That actually, I have the vaccination statement right here. I'm going to go ahead and read it to everybody. This is what I wrote to the school. This was my statement. I'm sure many people don't now have the knowledge that I have to say something like this. I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I did my research. This is what I said to the school. Under Public Law 97-280, passed by Congress of the United States of America, declares the Bible to be the Word of God and directs citizens to study and apply the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. Okay? The Bible teaches that the truthfulness of an issue is to be sought and should stand on no less than two or more witnesses. Deuteronomy 19:15. The following is the result of a study on biblical parental responsibility in regards to the practice of unclean, unsafe vaccinations. A diligent study on vaccine safety and effectiveness reveals that there are many informed and qualified researchers and doctors who have found and teach that there are many serious health risks involved with vaccinations. The Comprehensive Child Health Immunizations Act of 1993 made known the fact that there are risks to vaccinations by stating, vaccine information should be simplified to ensure that parents understand the benefits and risks. Okay? Congressional records, 2000 to 2003, have shown that the pharmaceutical companies are more concerned with profit than they are with safety, and having knowingly used toxins in the manufacturing of vaccines regardless of the risks. Okay? The Bible teaches us that children are a gift from God, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Some vaccines are produced using aborted baby lung tissue, which are man and government profiting from the murder of our innocent children. To partake in vaccinations is to support that individual's government that no longer has respect for the sanctity of life, of human life. The Bible teaches that parents are entrusted with the care and welfare of the child, 1 Timothy 5, chapter 8. Parents, not the state, are responsible to make health care decisions on behalf of their children. The Bible also teaches that there have been times in history when evil government and government employees have attempted through force or color of law to intimidate, harm, or destroy the children of God's people. Exodus chapter 1 and 2 and Matthew chapter 2, quoting the King James Bible. Therefore, if a parent feels that vaccines are not safe, it is their responsibility to defend our children from an individual or government who is attempting to subject our children to those vaccine risks. Teaches that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Okay? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. To inject known neurotoxins into our children, which have known health risks, would be a violation of these biblical teachings. Okay? The Bible teaches that there are clean and unclean animals, and that God's people are not to put the unclean into their bodies. Many vaccinations are made from the blood of diseased animals, decomposed animal parts, and are not sterile. The Bible teaches that when man's law contradicts God's law, his people must obey God over man. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Therefore, be it known, should any policy, etiquette, or legislation of man decree our children must be vaccinated, we must obey God rather than man. Just as Moses, parents of old, we will do so without fear. Is that when man's law contradicts God's law, his people must obey the law. The Bible teaches us that we are not to harm or wrong our neighbor, Romans 13, chapter 10, and James 2, 8. Our decisions to decline vaccines do not wrong or threaten our neighbor. If vaccines were truly effective, the neighbor would be in danger from someone who is not vaccinated. Therefore, be it known that based upon the teaching of the Holy Bible, it is our religious conviction not to have our child vaccinated. We desire to be at peace with those who may feel or think differently than we do on this issue, and that is why we humbly explain the choice we have made. We will protect our children from the injection of neurotoxins, retroviruses, and foreign animal proteins that are in the vaccinations. And that is signed by me and the mother of the child that we sent to that public school. And that was the statement we had to bring, that I chose to bring, because they asked us for a statement. Okay? I think it breaks it down in pretty simple terms. Okay? Why vaccinations are not good, or at least why we believe, through our religious convictions and personal beliefs, why they are not. If you have a legal argument against that statement, please tell me. If you agree with me, please tell me. Phone number 657-383-0616. Just to really touch up real quick here, just to make a statement. The person that asked me to speak about a certain subject last night, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't tell me to ask me to do something for you and me put a statement out there and have many people tune in and you don't do what you're asking for someone to do. Okay? I play seriously, and I play for real. That is very disrespectful. I don't care who you are. All right, I'm going to open up the phone line. Here you go. Meriden, Connecticut, I know you want to talk about vaccinations, so go ahead. You're on. Well, at least I think you're getting on. There we go. The studio's having problems. Here we go. He's connecting. It's in the process of connecting right now. So so I can carry on a little bit longer.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah, okay. You see, this is the problem with this studio. I'm going to complain about this.
That's the problem with the website, too. They're trying to pound so many ads down the pipe at you and everything. Your browser won't even do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the problem. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. But anyway, go
ahead.
Well,
I think that was a lovely statement you made there, and I think it's the start of a great cover letter. You know, what drug companies do to pass a drug is they'll manufacture this drug, and they'll go out and get a study done to get the results that they want to get. And if they don't get those results, well, then they won't use that study. They'll go do another one. What you need to do, and what your statement doesn't indicate, it doesn't indicate names that you can put your finger on. And what you need to do is get statements from other doctors, ones that they can go argue with if they want, and say, he says they're no good. This person says it's no good, and so on and so forth. And you know what? Don't argue with me about it because he's not getting vaccinated. Go argue with these people. You fight it out.
Well, that's true. And I didn't really fully cover on my other child, my newborn child, my three-month-old. He has been recently discharged from his doctor because my doctor wants to shoot him up with six vaccinations, you know, after he's while he has a respiratory infection, okay, because it's
right,
policy.
I think what you should do is do what I indicated by passing along the information from other doctors, physicians, and well-knowns concerning vaccinations, along with your cover letter, and in the end, say, you know, I feel that if you vaccinate, you know, my child, there will be problems. You know.
But I'm not trying to be a martyr here either. I want to live quietly. I'm not trying to put my children in danger. But listen, and what did I just say? I'm not trying to put my children in danger either by not getting them vaccinated or getting them vaccinated. So it's like a catch-22. What do I do? What am I going to have a SWAT team standing at my front door and I got to go out and die out in a shootout here? I mean, you know, what's going on?
Well, you're living in a different world today than I lived in years ago. It doesn't matter what's right or wrong nowadays. Listen, Obama doesn't think that he needs a gun, so therefore you don't need a gun either. You know, that's the way it is. Remember Stalin, Mao, and Hitler? What they said, well, that's the way it went. And that's the way it's going here.
Yeah. I know.
You know, Karl Marx is another
that,
one.
You know, yeah, okay. We all know what's happening. We know what's happening. All of us know what's happening. We agree with what's happening because no one's disagreeing tonight. But so what do we do about it as individuals? I know we can't save the world. What I'm trying to say, as individuals, what's the best advice you can give?
As far as what? You talking vaccinations?
Let's stick to the subject, vaccinations then, okay.
The best advice I can give is do what I said. You got Linus Pauling, who was a researcher on vitamin C years ago. Dig up some of his paperwork. Put it down in print. Get medical doctor opinions that are still alive that frown upon it. Put it in writing.
And do you really think the school's interested in doctors' opinions to override your policy?
Well, let me tell you something. If they're not interested in doctors' opinions and they go ahead and vaccinate your child, it would be a sad thing if it happened, but at least you can get monetary relief at a later date, and you can make a precedent for it. Because if they do something like that, which causes harm, when you presented them with information to the contrary, and they didn't even read it or do anything about it, listen, we've got to pass this law before we read it. If they do that, we're in trouble.
Well, I know, but that don't help me. Like you said, it'd be a sad thing. Well, it's not going to be a sad thing because I'm not going to gamble with my children's lives. You know,
yeah, but you don't know. You don't know what they're going
to
do when you're not looking.
Well, that's true. You're right. I believe there's something going on right now because my son hasn't been absent from school six times. Okay, so they're playing games already, and I believe I should just pull them out and put them into a Bible school.
Well, that's what you should do and get the paper trail going. Write them back another intimidating letter like they wrote to you and make them state the dates.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just a sad thing, and that's why I'm saying if anyone else has opinion, because, like I said, I had a show idea for tonight, and that individual blew me off, and I'm not going to say names because I'm not going to do that. I should, but I'm not going to do that because it's going to come to that point eventually. Don't ask me to talk about a certain thing and invite certain people on, and you don't show up. You know, I don't like that. Don't do that. You know, don't, I mean, at least tell me, say, hey, I can't make it. You know, I don't like that. But anyway, back to our topic tonight. If anyone wants to contribute to this subject, the phone number is 657-383-0616, press 1, and you could be connected to me. If you want to talk in the chat room, you could do that also. There's about 7 or 8 people in the chat room. Like I said, I didn't have time to show too much. But go ahead, Joe. I'll let you go ahead and say whatever you got to say.
Nowadays, everything is absolutely backwards. Nothing makes sense anymore. We have 2 Navy ships which apparently ran aground over in Iran or something like that. That's impossible. That doesn't happen. That's impossible. You know, you're being lied to left and right. You know, what's the agenda? You know, years back, if you said something that affected someone, you know, you would get sticks and stones, break my bones, and names never hurt me, and you go on your merry way. You know, I told you I was going to talk about affected. Nowadays, you don't even have to affect anybody. It matters what they say, and if they say anything, you'll be lucky to have a SWAT team down here, and you'll be in handcuffs, being dragged away because you called somebody a name. Years ago, if you affected somebody, you hit them with a rock.
Now, what's this with the state of Connecticut? They're going to pass a law that you cannot smoke in your vehicle anymore when you drive.
Well, I heard that in the radio. That's what they're doing. Yeah. Well, you know, that's more money for the state. That's it. Hey, we got Mao, we got Stalin, we got Marx. You know, you're going to do it our way. You know, it's going to be like every place else. You're going to have to go inside and smoke, and then really affect everybody.
And it's like, but in the state of Massachusetts, you know, you're not allowed to eat any type of food or drink any type of drink while you're driving your motor vehicle. Your motor vehicle, that's not really a motor vehicle because you're not driving a motor vehicle. You're driving a vehicle, a car. See, a motor vehicle is used for commerce.
Yeah. They did that years ago here, too. You know, you can't drink and drive. And I always thought the reason was is because you could spill your beer, but evidently it's something else.
Yeah. Well, I think the person just checked in. I think the person just checked in that wanted to talk about the schools. I mean, I don't know, maybe they have a question, or maybe we can talk about that in a later date since we're already more than 30% into the show. But you know, but this has a lot to do with the schools, the vaccinations also, because you know you have to have a certain amount of vaccinations to attend public schools now, and in the state of California, it's law. And what I'm trying to present to people is this. We have a law now where you can't smoke. Well, it's not passed yet, but it's going to be, where you cannot longer smoke inside your car, okay? You can't eat in your car no more in Massachusetts, all right? You're not allowed to own a gun, basically, in the state of New York, Connecticut, or Massachusetts, and California, and a couple other states that are very, very strict on gun laws, or like in the city of Chicago, you're not allowed to own a gun, period. Okay? You can buy a gun and keep it in your house, but if you ever take it out, you're going to jail, you know? And I want to know from other parts of the country, if there's anyone out there, what is the gun laws about out there? Like, for instance, like Florida, what's Florida, Wisconsin? You know, I don't know how because each state has its individual strict laws, and I'd really like to know. And maybe we should talk about that, because the Second Amendment issue and the gun control issue is very, very, very hot right now. And with Obama signing illegal, unconstitutional orders to reform certain gun laws, and you know what? They interviewed somebody very important one night that said, look, what he's proposing makes common sense. The problem is, Obama knows, once it's presented to the legislators of each state, they water it down and they start adding things without people knowing. You know?
Right.
They start adding all this stuff, and people don't know. And that's what happens, because no one pays attention to C-SPAN.
Reagan said that long ago. Government is the problem, and what we really need to do is we need to buy about 40 miles of 8-foot high fence, and put it around the 10 square miles of Washington D.C. and keep all those monkeys inside. That's what we need to do.
But Savannah from Wallingford, if you're listening in tonight, if there's a particular subject that you want to talk about concerning your school, what we need to do is, or the public school system in Connecticut, which, hey, by the way, I'm going to let you know right now, on Twitter, that has the most views when we talked about public schools than any other show I've done on Twitter. I had over 5,000 hits on that show. So what we need to do is get together, and you need to get some of your friends together who can articulate a conversation, they can't say more than two words at a time, and talk about what you're experiencing inside your high school or your middle school that concerns you, and what you believe we can possibly do to make a change to make the youth a little bit more educated or understand the times in which we're living in today, which is the title of this show. So, Savannah from Wallingford, Connecticut, because I know you're listening, we need to get together on that, and you need to, like, document the information, remember the phone number to the show, give it out to your friends, and I will advertise the show, and we will all get together and discuss that individual problem, okay? Because I know the public schools in Wallingford, Connecticut are pretty damn screwed up, which, like they are in other cities and towns across America. However, Savannah is a fan of the show, and we have a few people that do listen from Wallingford, Connecticut, who are students of Lyman Hall or Sheehan High School, and I appreciate that. But what we need to do is contact each other on the social media, get together 20 or 30 students or even 10 students, and we can bring these issues to the forefront, and I will advertise the show. Like I told you, the last show I did where we talked a couple months ago with John in Wallingford and Savannah, and, you know, we had it experienced the most clicks and hits on my Twitter page than any other show. Over 5,600 hits, okay, where they listened to this, downloaded the show, or checked it out. So that's very important, okay? So Savannah Turgeon from Wallingford, Connecticut, you need to get together with your friends from your high school and talk about that. And if there's issues that are concerning you that you want to talk about, we can do a show on Sunday if you want. Or if that's not enough notice, we can do a show next Thursday, and because we do Sundays and Thursdays now for the show. And we'll get the family involved here on the line. We'll get some other people from other schools around the country on the line, and we'll have a forum here where we can talk about what these educators and this Board of Education is poisoning the minds of the youth today, where they're not being taught anything other than discipline, anything other than obey, okay? When I was in high school, we didn't have cameras in the hallway, okay? When I wanted to get up and go to the bathroom, I told the teacher I got to go to the bathroom, okay? I don't know what it's like today in school. You probably got to give a blood sample. Who knows? You don't have to walk the halls. I know the doors are all gated and boarded down, and you cannot exit that building without an alarm going off. Let me tell you something. We used to walk in and out of the doors like Indians, all right? But the fact of the matter is, we still learned what we had to learn. We were not like the students of today. The students of today can't wear a T-shirt that says USA without being suspended, all right? You don't stand up and salute the flag anymore in the morning. We did. We had a moment of silence in the morning. Now, we have other listeners on the line tonight who actually prayed to God. They had to, or they'd be suspended, all right? They had to pray to God, or whatever God they believed in. You had to stand up and rise. When I was in school, we had to stand up, put our right hand across our heart, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. If we didn't, go out in the hallway and wait until we're done. Not many kids did that because you were singled out, because that's what we believed in back then. And ever since they've stopped doing that, the schools have denigrated into what? Drug-dealing places, politically correct places, you know, where it's all about teenage problems that really are not that important, that don't exist today, because when they go home, you know, it's a different world. The problem of it is teachers really cared about the students back then also. If you had a problem where at home, the teachers and parents would meet. Parents always had access to the school. Today, I'm not allowed to even go into my son's school until I scan my driver's license, type in for 20 minutes my reason why I want to go into the school or why I'm there. Then they have to print me out a slip, and I got to bring it to another room, and then they got to approve me. Okay, but I'm still not allowed to go see my son's classroom. Back when I was going to school, my parents were allowed to walk into my classroom anytime I wanted and say, hey, I need him today. He has to go home. That was it. Okay? So things have changed, and we need to learn about that. And maybe we need to go back to the old school ways to remember what it was all about and bring back the, you know, our past, because we need to learn from our past. But it seems like we're not learning from our past. All we're doing is throwing away our past and doing something new, which is socialism. Like Joe and Meriden was saying, Mao, Stalin, you know, you're going to do what we say. That's it. That's the way. Bottom line, we're going to pass this law. We ain't going to read it. And this is the way it's going to be. So Savannah in Wallingford, which I know you all are listening, and if any of your friends are listening, you need to contact a few of your friends. And we'll put together a show here. This is an international show. And remember what I just said, okay? And we will take and listen. You'll get your voice heard. And trust me, if you have enough people who participate, who can articulate a normal conversation, like I just said to you, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone, but most kids nowadays, unless they're sending a text message, they can't communicate with you because they can't put together more than two or three words at a time. But if anyone wants to call in or check in, okay, it's 657-383-0616, and you can listen on that phone line if you wish, anonymously, or you could press 1, and then I will see your number, and you make contact and talk with me or present a question or say hello to somebody, okay? I always offer everyone that chance before I start getting ready to close it out. But, again, for the anyone out there, if Joe and Sebastian, Florida, I know you participated on last week when we talked. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And Mike out in Wisconsin, we haven't heard from him in a while, so hopefully he'll check in during the next show. And we have Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Connecticut, Yalesville, Connecticut. And like I said, I have Savannah in Wallingford. I have several other people on the phone. I have about 20 callers on the line. They want to remain anonymous. That's fine. And anyone else who wishes to participate, like I said, in the future or on Sunday, you're more than welcome to. You want to talk about something, you can remain anonymous. You want to bring a point across, you can. All right? But anyway, we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up. So, Joe, I know you're still on the line. If you would like to, you know, say some closing thoughts, you can. If anyone else has a question, you need to press 1 now. Otherwise, we're going to start getting ready to close out the show. So go ahead, Joe.
Everything is backwards today from what it was years ago. Things just don't work the way they used to work, and that's why I gave you the information that I gave you. And let those doctors and them fight it out. They're not going to listen
to
you. You know,
Joe, let me ask you a question, though. Well, just real quick, how was it when you were going to school compared to the way the schools are today?
I don't know how the schools are today because I haven't been there, but I used to just walk up the street, walk into school and sit down, pledge allegiance to the flag and sit there, listen to the teacher, go out for recess. I'd hit the ball over the fence, let it run down the hill, go home and have some crackers or something and then go back to school.
Yeah, that's how it was for me too. Hey, I'm going to go hang out at my great-grandmother's house for a little while, then go back to class. Hey, Joe, sit down. That's how it was. It was freedom.
Right.
You were free.
If I didn't feel well, I could tell the teacher, and the teacher would tell me to go home. I'd get up and I'd walk home.
You were free. No. They're not free anymore. You're slaves.
Pretty much. You know, if you did something bad or whatever, you went and sat in the corner. That's about it, you know. you weren't threatened with unlawful activities and other things of nature, you know, like things of that nature.
Yeah, I walked around with a switchblade in my leather jacket, you know. Nobody scanned me.
Yeah, well, there's no reason for that, really, but, I mean, I understand.
Well, now, listen, that was, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, back in the 80s, listen, kids, you know, well, yeah, did I ever use it? No, and nobody ever did. It was a thing to say, hey, I'm cool, look at me, you know?
When I was in high school, we'd go in, and after a while, you know, you want to go have a cigarette. So you walk outside and go hide in the woods, smoke a cigarette, and go back to school.
That's right. You know? But today they're shooting up heroin, you know?
Yeah, well, of course, and they're letting them do it. You know, years ago, you know, you purchased insurance when you were healthy and you used it when you were sick. You purchased insurance based on what you thought you'd need. Maybe you wanted a $500 deductible, or you wanted a $1,000 deductible, or you wanted to pay $5, or you wanted to pay $25. Nowadays, it's better to purchase the insurance after you're sick, because all you have to do is pay a penalty every year, and you can't be turned down for any pre-existing conditions. So everything is just the opposite of the way it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Joe, like I said, I want to start getting ready to wrap it up here, and that holds true. You know, for the youth out there, the youth is our future, and a lot of people like look down at the teenagers of today, and they frown upon them, which way, with good reason, because a lot of them are not learning what they're supposed to be learning, but that's not their fault. You know, we're putting our faith into a public school system when actually the school system, it should be the parents, teaching these children the right from wrong, and their friends also. You see, I had friends who were responsible. If I was, like I told you, what did I just tell you? I carried them on a switchblade. If I was going to go stab somebody in the throat, my buddies would say, hey, that's not the right thing to do, you know, because that we had morals. We had morals back then. Today, people are like, yeah, go do it, you know. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody cares about anybody anymore. That's the problem.
Not only does not anyone care about anyone anymore, they care more about their careers and their future than they actually do about people, because Hillary doesn't utter a word about 8-year-olds being tortured and raped, but she's for women's rights. You know, Bill is just for the women, you know, whichever ones he can get. So it's apparent that if your first name is Bill, sexual misconduct is a prerequisite, you know, Clinton and Cosby and things like that. So if you think you're going to vote for Hillary because she's for women, I think again.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that another show. I'm going to tell you right now, we will do a show about the Iowa caucuses and stuff like that. But right now, I want to keep it on a different level, you know, with the youth out there today, and because I believe that's very important, because they are our future. But anyway, hey, I'm going to start getting ready to wrap it up. So everything I said tonight, listen, we've got to put together shows. If you have a concern, a problem, or a subject that you want to talk about, don't be shy. Don't hold back. Send me an email or go on my Facebook page or send me an email at joegibsonishome@yahoo.com and we'll schedule something. Okay, everyone has a right to the forum here that I offer, but you have to show up on time. You've got to give me contact information so that I can advertise the show and we can put it out there. You have thousands of people that will listen to this show down the road. Thousands, they do. They download it. These shows are archived. They're saved forever on the internet. Forever. You could look them up forever. I know that for a fact. Okay, they're all archived. I could see shows from 10 years ago that were blog talk shows. Not my show, but other shows. So they're always there. And you can download them yourself and save them on your computer. You could forward them to your friends. Okay? So, hey, we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up. Everyone that participated tonight and listened, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. And, yeah, that vaccine statement, I believe a lot of people should use that. Okay? And because it's a lawful statement, actually. It's really great. But you're going to receive repercussions, and I appreciate the advice that Joe gave me. I wish other people would have called in and gave me a little bit of advice on the vaccination thing. However, maybe people don't want to participate tonight. But hey, Joe from Meriden, thank you for calling in. We will broadcast this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? All right. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Take care.
See you, bye. No music.
No, it's still slow. That's the thing. It is ridiculous, this thing. You know that?
Well, that's because
really
they upgraded
is.
Things.
It's embarrassing, actually.
Yes, it is. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. It's because all their
ass. To actually charge monetary sums for this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'll just go ahead and end the episode then. Screw it. Screw the music.
We'll see you.
All right. We'll complain about this, though. All right. Take care, everybody. God bless.
Bye.